Hey, I'm Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show!
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's gonna happen.
Carmen!
Cortez!
Good morning, everybody!
What's outside your weather drawer?
Good morning!
Happy, happy.
Happy, everybody.
Uppy, uppy, uppy. Welcome from Ontario, Canada, in Toronto. Our weather door today is the bluffs at Lake Ontario. Please welcome Hazel Joy, who loves to watch the shenanigans of Kobe, Booby, and Lulu. And let's welcome the BIC, Dina Blizzard.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh my gosh, that was such a good intro. That was Kim. And was it Hazel? The most adorable dog ever. So good morning, TikTok. How are you? Let me make an adjustment here. That's not working. Okay. Good morning. Good morning. I know that dog's like, let's go inside, lady. I know. Right now, Ruby and Lulu are outside. God knows where. I left the door open, so they should be running in and out. How is everybody? It feels like forever since I saw everyone. Is it Friday? I'd like to believe so. I have been on the mend, so I will apologize for not being around. Good morning, TikTok. Alejandra, how are you? You look a little bit, sound a little bit better than yesterday. I do. I popped out of bed this morning, which is great because there was no popping of anything anywhere. So, yeah, only Wednesday, but I have the day off. Yes. I know. I'm feeling better, Marion, but much better than I was even yesterday, or a lot better than the day before. So it was good. Good morning, Miss Dina Blizzard, your number one fan from Manila, Philippines. Stay safe. Thank you. I'll take it. Dina, you have to go to O'Reilly's Auto Part website and search 121G. I don't know what that means, Kim. Search 121. I'm going to need more information. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do with the tree. We should talk about it, see what the plan is. 5 o'clock this morning. Oh, my gosh. Hoping this morning at school for elections. No student states. Report card pickup. Ooh, that sounds like code. I don't know. Lou, you coming to work? Come here. No one's seen you in a while. You'll know it when you see it on the O'Reilly site. What are you guys talking about? O'Reilly's Auto Parts. Lou, come on. 121G, what does that mean? No, still nothing. I'm on the website, but I don't see anything funny. It's like, look at what, Kim? I'm on the website. What is 121G? That's not even a, those aren't words. Do I have to Google 121G? Kim's like, come on, put it in the search. Okay, you guys, this better be good. 121G. Everyone's like, what? What is it? Okay, that's so stupid. Who is selling this? This item is not available for purchase. It's a flux capacitor. Who would do that? Kim's like, you're welcome. Do you want to apologize now? Why didn't we think to sell one of these on our website? That's silly. Mm-hmm. Who found it? Who Googled how to buy a flux capacitor? You know, I was the first one telling kids they had to find it. So whatever. That's really funny. Lulu, come to work, baby. Lou, come to work. Come on. It's Wednesday. You haven't been to work once this week. That's really funny. All right, Kim, that was worth it. I'm sorry I yelled at you. Come here, boo. Lou. Mm-hmm. I would totally buy a flux capacitor. Does it even have a price, Jeremy? Let me look. Not even a price. $1 million. Good morning. Oh, are you joining us?
Liz.
Liz, come to work. Oh.
Hey. Mm-hmm.
Someone had a lot of time in that. Brooke, look what they're selling online. At Riley's
Auto. Flux capacitor.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, you can finally tell them.
Not as funny as we thought it was. Okay, sit down. Okay, you coming to work. Lou, you want to tell everybody what you've been up to? How you been chasing the rap? Kim's like, I accept your apology. I do appreciate it.
Shoes.
What? Yeah, it looks real weird.
Is it whole...
Yeah, don't look at my face. Yeah, right. Shouldn't do that.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Does it actually look
weird? Yeah, it looks weird.
Why?
Because you have on slip-on like mule shoes with socks up to your ankles. It's weird. Show everybody. They'll say it's weird too. Put your foot up. Yeah.
I don't think that's weird.
No, it is.
I wore yesterday.
No. No, you shouldn't. Ashley, all my jeans right now are from White House Black Market, and I love them all. Oh my gosh, Alice, let's start from the beginning, which would have been the conference, right? The conference was amazing. I met so many amazing writers and made new friends and these kids wear anything. It was amazing. There was, let me get my pamphlet. Wait, is it? Oh, here it is. I don't want to say anyone's names wrong, so I have to tell you that my two favorite speakers, there were a lot, but my two favorites. So I got to hang out with Jane Condon and Leanne Lord, who were the comedians that were with me. So do you guys read Jacqueline Michard? Michard? I don't know if I'm saying
right. Okay, you might be only a little bit right.
Okay. She is a New York Times bestselling author. I would love to say that about myself one day. 23 novels for adults and teenagers, including A Very Inconvenient Scandal, her first novel, The Deep End of the Ocean. Yes. Was in the inaugural Oprah Book Club selection, adapted into a movie starring Michelle Pfeiffer. Her novel, Still Summer, has been adapted for a film, Midnight Twins. So good. She was so good. Do you ever like go and see somebody speak and you think they're talking right to you? She was talking about writing memoirs. It was okay. And then this guy, his name is Wade Rouse, but he writes under a pseudonym, which is his grandmother's name, Viola Shipman. He is a USA Today and Publishers Weekly bestselling author of 5 memoirs. I barely have one. I barely have one memoir. Who got 5 stories to tell? But he did. 5 memoirs, 12 novels.
All right, bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye, I love you. He writes fiction under his grandmother's name, Viola Shipman, to honor the Ozark seamstress whose sacrifices changed his family's life. Can I just tell you, I was bawling crying. Now, mind you, I think I was also starting to get really sick and I was a little drunk. There was a lot happening, but honestly, so good. Kathy's sitting next to me. Because it's amazing. It's an amazing speech. And she's like, isn't he so good? Wait, why are you crying? And I was like, I just. It was beautiful. It was about his grandmom. Lulu, you would have loved it. It was beautiful. And just so, it was just so inspiring. Anna Quinlan spoke as well. Zibby Owens, Beth Lapidus. Yeah, no, it was a whole thing. It was great. I wish I was awake for most of it. But it was excellent. And then I don't know if you all got to see the show with Betsy Bombeck. And it was one of my favorite shows I've ever done. It was the one I guess we did last Thursday. Did you guys love her? She is so funny. Then Kathy and I win the Thelma and Louise Award. What? We end up having lunch with her and the whole family sat with her brother that wrote Traveler's Diarrhea. It was just great. Everything was great. Do you love Wade Rouse? So good. It blew me away when she said she opened a construction company. Yeah. It was so good. Everything about it was good. A couple of times, people would come up to me because, you know, you're going to all these different sessions. They had lots of breakout sessions. And every session you had a choice of like six things that you could go to. And so, we, you know, you kind of walk from class to class. So I'm walking to my classes. Every once in a while, somebody would see me in the hallway and they were like, you look very familiar. And I said, oh, yeah, well, you might have seen me drunk at a Target. I usually go right to that now. I don't even go through the 20 other things I've done. You might have seen me running around the neighborhood drinking. It's usually Target video. Like, that's how, why are you here? I'm very funny. I'm trying to write a book. So it was great. It was the kind of thing where, like, it was very weird because I wasn't working. I don't ever go anywhere if I'm not working. I very rarely go and do something that's just for myself. And when I do, God's like, you know what? Let me make her sick. So we had our Dine with Dina. I forgot that happened. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've seen you. I guess it's almost a week because I left. Did I leave last Wednesday? Is it a week? It might be. I mean, I remember popping in here and there. But yeah, I guess it's a week since I left. Yeah. So I think part was exhaustion. Part was I got a little bit of a thing, a little bug. And then I just didn't sit still like I should have and made it worse. So there's a picture of you in the story center email the other day. Yeah. So Kathy and I on Friday, which I think you could kind of tell from the picture. We were trying to go live on Friday and there was nowhere to sit. You can hear all the birds outside. I left the door open. That's why. Where we did the show from the plant stand, there was nowhere. And it looked like we were talking to a plant. And I had just bought Motrin for my head and my body. And we were trying to stack it up. So I had the computer, then two books. And then I had a box of Milk Duds, maybe from who gave it to me over the weekend. And then Motrin and then the phone. And Julie Cantrell thought that was the funniest thing. So I'm going to take a picture of that. No, go. Julie, I don't think it's weird. I guess it's weird. Yeah. You've been away so long. I thought I should look for other comedians that work in the morning. Couldn't find one. You're not wrong. Is there any other dumb comedians up every morning doing this? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I gave it, thanks, Judy. And Judy, and they came in real handy. I ate them and I used them to prop up things for the show. Yeah, you have the nature turned up loud over there. I think it's awesome. Yeah, you know what? I think my favorite parts of like springtime and just everything is being, I sleep with my window open and I love the cold air at night. I'm watching one. If you still have the Milk Duds. No, I ate them yesterday. It's funny that you mentioned them because I finished them yesterday. Julian, that was the gift that kept on giving. Mm-hmm. I do not appreciate the birds on the weekend. I love the birds all the time. Oh my gosh. Last night, I'm sleeping. Brooke was sleeping next to me for a little while. And so try this because I don't think it really happened, but I know it happened. Okay, so just try it. Can anyone confirm or deny this rumor I'm about to start? So Brooke is laying next to me, and I don't want to interrupt her, but do you guys know that you can say to your Alexa, I don't want to say her name because you know she's going crazy, but let's pretend it's Dina. I'd be like, hey, Dina, play sleepy time music for 1 hour. And there is a channel called Sleep, and it'll just play relaxing music like at a spa that you can just fall asleep to for 1 hour, and then it just goes off, so it lulls you to sleep. It's a little tip, okay? That's not the part I'm asking you to confirm or deny. Here's the part: is that Brooke was sleeping and I didn't want to wake her up, so I lean over. Normally, I go, "Hey, Dina, play sleepy time music for 1 hour." And then she goes, "Play sleep for 1 hour." But I didn't want to wake her up. So I go, "Hey, Alexa." I said, "Hey, Dina, play sleepy time music for 1 hour." And then she said, "I'll do that. I'll play sleepy time." She whispered back to me. The bitch whispered. Did you guys know? Brooke, she whispers back. And then I started cracking up laughing. And I was like, this bitch just whispered back to me. How long have we been doing that for? I had no idea. Do you guys knew? I had no idea. She was in bed with you, didn't know it. Yeah, I was creeped out and amazed at the same time. I was like, bitch, did you just whisper? She was like, yeah, bitch, I did. It's so funny. She whispers if you do. I had no idea until last night, and it literally tickled me. Mm-hmm. I should be drinking sleepy time tea while listening to sleepy time music. Yeah. When I had laryngitis, she did it. Mm-hmm. Michelle. Mm-hmm. Then she laughed at you. No, it was so funny. And then I just, sorry, Kathy. And then I just, it's been like that since 1977. What, Kingdom? You didn't tell me. Tell her you love her and she'll sing you a song. What? Does she yell if you yell? I wonder. Mm-hmm. So Alexa understands social cues, but my class doesn't. Mm-hmm. Missy, I'm telling you, you will crack up because I was real close to it. I was like, Dina, play sleepy time music for 1 hour. She was like, okay. I'll play sleep. And I was like, I make her tell me bedtime stories. If she can remember her cues for snoring, she can whisper. What? Yes, she does get louder. How do you not have Alexa, Carrie? That's so funny. She only listens to my husband, would not respond to me. I have heard that. She's like, babe, what are you talking to? Yep. You don't have one either? You guys are crazy. Oh, I like having her. Judy, yeah, she's nice to have around the house. I have one in my kitchen and one in my bedroom. My house is small. You'd only need one, Jude. And you put it up and then you just be like, Dina, play this song, or what's the weather today? Or you can buy stuff. You'd be like, buy this on, buy paper towels. I like it. They have little, the small ones, Judy, they're just the dot. That's what I have. They have a big one too. You can just get a little dot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really? They're not that expensive. I like it. Mm. Jackie, I would feel like someone's always listening. Yeah, I don't really care. Listen, I'm on here for an hour a day. Do you think I care what I say when I'm not on here? I don't. You can listen. Maybe I have a killer radio show somewhere else in the world, and I don't even know about it. It's just me walking around the house. You guys are like, what channel is that on? I'm going to sign up. Just listen to you. Give a radio show. Cool. 24/7. Yeah. I mean, I could. Never used it in the box. Kathy, get it out. How well does it work in the box? Not as well. Not as well. They do listen, said Vivian. I just wish it was so funny. She will say good afternoon, Jim, to my husband if he asks her a question. It's so funny. Should follow the instructions inside when you unwrap at the beginning, said Kingdom. Kingdom, nobody reads directions. Okay. Mm-hmm. What else does it do? Is it Carmen? I don't know. I just plays music. I think it sounds better than when it comes from my phone because you can play from your phone to it. It's like a speaker. It's just like a little nicer speaker, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, if nothing else, just get it because a creepy lady will whisper to you in the middle of the night. And yeah, if you have a couple, like I said, I have one in here and one in the back, but you could sync them so you could be playing a song and it'll be playing it on all of the same things. So it's like, do you guys remember this? Did anybody else have this at our house where we grew up, right? There was like a thing on the wall. This was real fancy at the time. And my mom, now our house wasn't like we lived in a mansion. I don't know why she wasn't. Everybody get up. But you could go and you push the button, an intercom. And she'd say, come upstairs and do your laundry. But you're like 2 feet away. But it was so fun. We thought it was the fanciest thing. Did anybody else have stuff like that? Mm-hmm. I know. Between her and SIRI and GOOGLE, yeah. So funny. I love that you can drop in with Alexa. Did it to my brother. He told him to get off the bus. See, I don't know how to do what you just said. We use Alexa as an intercom. I don't know how to do that. Yeah. Oh, set a timer for 20 minutes. You can do that. Yeah, Renee, she still screamed at us. Yeah. It's so funny. Tell her you broke up with a boyfriend or girlfriend and she tells you a joke. Google tells bedtime stories? I didn't know. You can make calls from her. Yeah. Alarm clock, speaker for music, shopping list, timers, reminders, and so much more, said Lauren. Mm-hmm. My husband's very sick. I was out of state, but I could check in on him regularly. Just say, what does she announce, Addie? Drop-in means you can talk to whoever's in the room, even when not home. But what? What is she talking? You can ask her to, if you can't find your phone, you can ask her to call you. What? If my daughter's grounded from her phone, I call Alexa to talk to her. How do you call Alexa? I keep saying her name. I'm sorry. Joke of the day. Real dumb. I do need her to show me the features. I was just using her to play my sleepy time music. Will call me from it when her older siblings are bothering her and I'm out getting groceries. Really? You can call the dot from an app on your phone. Yeah, maybe read the instruction manual. Judy, just get one and then just call me and tell me how to use it. I told you how to use the real basics. My 7-year-old likes to ask her to fart or burp. Interesting. Listen, I just want to say, you guys are acting like you know so much, but did you know that she whispers? That's all I have. Just ask her how to tell you how to use it. Am I playing music? Sorry. Alexa, stop playing music. Sorry. I don't know if you're all playing music now or stopped playing music. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Judy's like, done. The Google version is just called Google, I think. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. Anyway, so yeah, I had a great time at my conference. I had a great time with Kathy. I met a lot of new friends. She freaked me out a few years ago when I didn't realize she was in my thermostat. Did I tell you, everyone's bought, you know, I bought the TV that's over my fireplace is the, they call it the Samsung frame. It's the one that looks like a picture on your wall. Cause I'm not a big TV watcher. I mean, I am on my phone by myself, but like, we're not like a big, like sports family. So it's not like we're like, everybody gather up. We're not. So I just put it up there because I was like, if my kids come, and I don't have like the front living room that's like real pretty, and then the back living room where you actually live. I don't have that. I have one. It's right behind me. So it's everything. Anyway, the point is that somehow there's a setting on there, and I don't know how it turns on or off, but every once in a while, and it seems like it's only when Michelle Moody's sleeping over, is the TV will just start playing at 3 a.m. And I don't know why. And it'll not happen for months and months and months. And then maybe there's a setting that's like every third month on the 10th, start playing in the middle of the night. And it's so freaky because it'll just play. And it'll always be like, there'll be like a bugle playing and there'll be like the guy that played Gomer Pyle, but he's not in Gomer Pyle. He's like in an older show that I've never heard. Like, it's just real. Maybe it is my dad. It's usually right over his picture. Yeah. Kezia, that frame TV is the greatest thing. I love it. I was never, like I said, because I don't really have that big of a house and there's not a lot of room in that room. And I didn't want the big TV on the stand and da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba. Did you read the instructions? Of course I did. And I think we all know. Maybe Michelle is haunted. Yes. Yeah. You might need new glasses. In 2 hours, we're going to be completely finished with the crucible. Marine, and will officially be a Marine. Super emotional and proud. Oh, Tiffany, congratulations to him and you. Yes, maybe it was Bixby. That, I've been saying, it's always these old shows that come on. The TV's name is Michelle Mooney is our producer. But for whatever reason, every time she stays over, that thing goes off at 3 a.m. And then I come out here and she's standing here so confused. I go, what are you doing? And she goes, I just heard the TV. I go, did you turn it on? She goes, no, it just started playing. And then we have a fight. Outside, I think. Colby's right here. I've been letting them run outside. My light upstairs goes on every night, 3 a.m. in my mom's room. I believe it's her. Does anybody have like something spooky about their house? I feel like our old house was definitely like haunted. Like when we first bought it, like we'd go renovate it and then we'd go home because you couldn't live there. But every time we came back, all the lights would be gone. You know what I'm talking about? Here's the thing. Nancy. So I did see the eclipse. It was very beautiful. The earthquake I missed. Here's what's happening. One time, many years ago, I was heading to California. And my biggest fear, I love California, but my biggest fear is that I am going to get out there and there's going to be an earthquake. And as soon as I landed, there was an earthquake in New Jersey. So I thought it was so crazy that the second time in ever that there's an earthquake in New Jersey, I'm in Ohio. Let me just put it, this is what I'm trying to say. If I'm in New Jersey, you're fine. The minute I leave New Jersey, the ground's like, she got to come back. So I missed it. But it's very funny. Even half the people that were here missed it. Dean slept through it. Mm-hmm. I thought a place my mom loved. It was haunted because of one of the set of blinds that would slowly shut after I pulled it completely open until I learned how the cord is held and how the old dang blinds work. The light by my bed will come on in the middle of the night. Then I reach over to turn it off and I find there's a cat there and she used her nose to turn my light on. I'm in Brooklyn. I didn't feel a thing. I was falling asleep on my bed in that kind of twilight. I swear I heard somebody go, psst. The dog popped his head up too. No one was home but me. I've been finding dimes in random places. Now, we felt the earthquake in New Hampshire. I was going to say, New Hampshire probably doesn't have a history of it either. When I'm alone in the country house, I can hear my uncle's footsteps on the porch. He built that house. That's crazy. When I was talking to Betsy Bombeck and we were talking about the earthquake. No, it was a tornado. It was a tornado. Because she had lived in Dayton and now she's in Phoenix. And so she said, you know, I came back and there were some tornado warnings in Ohio while we were there. And she said, yeah, I was talking to my friend Sue. And I said, well, if there's a tornado, what should I do? She goes, if you see a tornado and you're in your car, you should get out. Find low ground and lay flat down on your face. Betsy was like, I'm not, what? I'm staying in the car then. She was like, don't stay in the car. You know what I'm saying? Are there people that have had to do this? Please share. Because I'm telling you, there's no part of me that's like, Missy, you know what we should do? Get out of this hunk of metal and go lay our bodies down on that tiny little hill. I've seen Twister, and they at least had a belt. Most times when I look at a clock or watch or check the time, it's always 11 minutes after. Maybe it's my mom. I've been sleeping before and hear someone scream my name. When I jolt awake, there's no one there and no one in my house. I figure it's my mom on the other side. I've been known to stop breathing. The tornado is going to pick up a car. I would speak of nothing but that forever. My only topic. I don't know what that means, Missy. That wasn't a sentence. Yes, car is dangerous. Get out. It can throw you like, throw a car like a tuna can. Well, then what's it going to do your body? Yep, I had to get out and into a ditch one time on 55 coming from Chicago to Peoria. Do you dig a ditch? A tornado will pick up your car and take you for a ride. Do not stay in the car. What? I've been known to run outside and try and record tornadoes. I find them fascinating. Okay, Kezia, have you seen the movie? Get in a ditch or under a bridge. I survived a small tomb in my wood cabana. Wow. I literally have a cemetery in my backyard. Hey, Amber, we're just talking about tornadoes and dying. I'm the type, the sirens go off, I go outside to look for the tornado. Okay, there's a lot of you here. Heard someone say, I think it's my brother's passed. Oh, man. Yeah, we were just covering earthquakes and ellipses, so tornadoes were obviously next. I had to get the family out of the car. We found a ditch. Tornado went right over us, but Will tossed the car. My mom has been leaving me dimes for years. My dad always joked he was going to leave me quarters. The day I was here, we came home and there was a dime and a quarter right outside my door. If we were laying flat on the ground of the tornado for the rest of my life, that would be all I ever talked about forever. That's what I meant by my odd statement. Okay, those were a lot more words. Thank you. We rushed my grandmom to our basement. There's a bad lightning. Dad would make us get in the car, drive down the drive to a place where there was an embankment on each side. I think the car was way more likely to get hit by lightning than the house was, probably. Isn't that funny? Mm-mm. So funny. I'm a certified storm chaser. Got too close to a tiny one many times. It was crazy. Amber, why? Have you not seen the movie? Listen, some people think that Twister, the movie, is fictional. It's not. It's real. In my mind, very real. And I don't need to watch it again. It's such a good movie, though. Was that Bill Paxton? Bill Paxton, right? Titanic was on the other day. And he was in it. And I was like, he was such a great actor. Like, am I saying the right name, Bill Paxton? And he, from Twister. But remember, he was in Weird Science. He was like the older brother. Like, he has been in so many great movies. Yeah. Gone too soon. The night before my dad's funeral, the recycling can tipped over. We were leaving the house in the morning. There was a lovely Coors can at the bottom of the steps. His favorite beer. Chet. That's what it was. Chet. That's such a good movie. Anything the wind in a tornado can get under, it can pick up. So no car. I know. I don't think I would do well. And then there was a thing on the news where I guess a lady left her back door open in Florida. And when she turned around, there was an alligator in her kitchen. You're like, why do you live there? What are you talking about? The most, maybe a squirrel, maybe a bird, and they don't even want to be there and they're not going to eat you. No. Just stop. Yeah, no. You alligator. No. What is... No. Mm-mm. Was it Venice, Florida? Yeah, I can't go there. Mm-mm. No, it was so funny, too, because that Jacqueline Michard, who did her speech... She was talking about how she works at Oxford. People are like, oh, Oxford. She's like, that's not the Oxford you think. I guess is there an Oxford, Ohio? And she goes, and sometimes, what did she say? She said, sometimes I work in Paris. They're like, oh my gosh, Paris. She's like, it's not the Paris you're thinking of. It's Paris, Ohio. Am I lying? Were these all in Ohio? I guess there's an Oxford and a Paris somewhere, but I'm not exactly sure which state. I think it was Ohio. Maybe I'm wrong. The cat in the backyard that ran into the house with a python on it. No. Why? Video of the cat in the backyard that ran into the house with a python on it. University of Miami in Oxford, Ohio. See that doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even make sense, runs for Chipotle. None of it. Oxford, Ohio, Paris, Kentucky, maybe. My mom passed away in June. Her favorite dinner was turkey. The other day, there had to be 25 huge turkeys in her front yard. Guess it was my mom telling us to cook a turkey. Oxford is in Ohio. Yeah, why does she still live there? I don't think she left the door open. How did it get in? Did it open the door? Once alligators start, oh, listen, if alligators ever figure out how to get up on two legs, I'm out. I mean, it wouldn't be a good look, but I'm just saying, I'm out. No, my sister-in-law put her shoes on the other day and a lizard was squirming around on her toes. My face. Oxford and Paris are both in Ohio. Thanks, Jess. It opened the door. I think it was a screen door to push through. I'm done. What's the worst that could get into your house in Jersey? The worst would be like a squirrel, a bird. Mandy, I'm with you. They're flat dinosaurs. I've said it before, and we should not be down there. I think it had just had a magnet latch. Well, I'm gonna need a bigger latch. A bat. Yep. But I would ever want to go inside. What was it thinking? I'm thirsty. She got cake. I don't know, Shakendra. I don't know how much noise they get. Like if an alligator walked through your screen door and then through your kitchen, do you hear it? Is that the kind of thing like if a bear poops in the woods, poops, dies. If a tree falls, a bear falls. What does the bear do? If a tree falls in the woods, do you smell it? What's the one with the bear? We have some snakes here. Yeah, there's New Jersey has a lot of different geography. So we have the shores, we have mountains, we have hunting areas, we have lots of state parks. Does a bear poop in the woods? What's the saying? Is this a litigation talking? No, isn't there something about a bear if a tree falls? Does a bear poop in the woods? Isn't there a saying? It does, right? Right. Yeah, it's true, obviously. Do you hear it? I think you smell it.
I don't know.
Yeah, of course it poops. And where else would it poop? I think if a tree falls in the woods, do you hear it? That's the sound. But isn't there something about a bear? Lulu, here's your meds. Keep missing her. If a tree falls in the woods and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound? Okay, but what's the one about the bear? Isn't there a bear one too? If a tree falls, a bear poops in the woods. That's it. The saying is, there a bear poop in the wood. It's just, does a bear poop in the woods? It's a rhetorical question. Okay, so that was it. I nailed it. You're mixing them all up. Lulu, come take your meds, mommy. If a bear poops in the woods, but it's standing next to the tree that falls and then gets hit, does he yell?
Come here, Lou.
And the answer is yes. Yeah. When you're asking something with an obvious answer. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it. So I said, yes. Do you need water to live? You're like, does the bear poop in the woods next to that tree that fell? Thank you. Whisper to Alexa and ask her about the bear. She's like, what are you, dumb? Dumb, dumb? Oh, Rusty, you're taking it too far. Dean, you look so handsome today. Are you working tonight?
I think I should shave.
All right, come ask the internet.
Doesn't look okay.
Wow. What are we going for here?
Well,
I didn't realize. Wow. I haven't seen you in a couple days.
Watch out, Lou. Watch out. So,
get ready.
Usually...
Okay, I'll get closer so people can see it.
Oh, they can see it.
So usually I'll shave so it doesn't get to this point, right? I feel like I like...
Why is it just... It's missing.
I know.
You're just...
I'm trying to get a side profile.
Well, yeah. But you just... There's nothing right here. Do you hold it in? You just like holding it in?
I'm sucking it in. I want to look homeless. This is the look I'm going for.
Why do you look like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo?
So yeah, so I usually shave it, but then somebody yesterday or a couple of days ago was like, "Oh, you look so handsome with your thing going on," and I was like, "No, I don't." Okay. And then they're like, "No, it looks really nice," and I was like, "What? Nobody. You should shave, Dean. Yeah, shave."
I only see a mustache with patches.
Baby beard. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then I should go shave then. Yeah. I always think of Shaggy too.
Maybe like, did you always have this up here? Maybe it's slowly coming down.
Maybe, no. This never fills in.
Never ever. It's just, in your whole life.
I have like a this beard, you know.
Then you have the weird thing down here.
Oh. I like it growing in. It's growing in. Okay.
It's still more than Jeremy can do in a month.
Yeah. So I think I might just go shave.
It's weird. I've never seen you have this much hair before.
What do you mean? This is nothing.
Well, how many days is that?
This is like, I don't know, 5 days. Definitely we've had longer than this.
You have?
And maybe it'll fill in when you're older, Dean. Give it 15 years and you will grow a beard.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Actually, that might be true. A friend of mine told me, he was like, I had exactly what you had at your age. And then once I turned like 27, that's when it all filled in.
That'll be weird if you've never.
Like, so I haven't gone through puberty yet? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. The best was his porn stash picture at Stephanie's wedding. Mm-hmm. My brother told him to fill out later. Yeah. No, Lucy, that's the longest I've ever seen. His hair. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be great if you could tell like a man's maturity by like their emotional maturity by like how much their mustache has grown in? You're like, I'm good. You can keep walking. Like, I'm looking for like a grown ass man. You got any of them? Come forward. Like, there'd be like some physical way you'd be able to tell. You're like, nah, I'm good. My son can't grow a full beard either, and he's almost 30. Mm-hmm. My husband couldn't do a full beard until his mid-30s.
Mm-hmm.
Like a nose that grows when you lie. Is your hair going blonde now, Janet? We're not really sure. So the grays are still coming in. They're in there. I would say the grays are probably here now. Here to there, somewhere. So she added a couple of highlights to make the grow out process not so torturous, because it was like a... My sons are bald, but their beards grow like crazy. Isn't that funny? Well, my husband's looks like Dean's, and he's 55. My stepson grows his beard long. It looks like Yukon Cornelius from Rudolph. My husband is Native Indian ancestry, and they can't grow a beard. Isn't that funny? I have been doing, like, it's a purple shampoo. It's a silver shampoo. That's a daily. And then I do have like the purple ones that I'm going to try. So I bought a couple different ones. I want to make some videos about like which products I'm using now and can we tell. So I'll have to share that with you. Wow, Autumn. That is classy. My son can do a beard very easily. Looks pretty. My daughter hasn't started growing her beard yet. Ha ha ha, Bob. Mm-hmm. I've always had a full beard. It just shows to shave it. Isn't it funny, Chris? Like, even when Dean's friends were like all kind of growing up, you know, and they all had little baby faces in grammar school, you know, and then they get to high school and there'll be some that just start to get a little bit of the fun. Dean, nothing. He had baby face all through high school. But then, like, get into college and, like, boom, like, the two guys just went full man, just all right here. Like, they look like 33-year-old men. And Dean was like, oh, you want to play? Let's still look 12. So, yeah. I can probably grow a better beard than Dean. Dang PCOS. Oh my gosh. My husband had a full beard when we met. Scared me to death when he shaved it. That must look completely different, right? Like, and I think even if you meet somebody, like if you met Dean and he always is pretty clean shaven, he has a baby face, but if he grew it in, it would like now it would grow over time. So you'd get used to it. But if you meet somebody with a full beard and then they just shave it off, that's a lot. That's like when they show babies, like they'll do a video where they have like the dad and the baby loves the dad's face. And then they shave the dad's face and then the babies cry. Did you ever see that? The babies cry. They're like, who are you? Like, they have no idea. My 13-year-old was proud when he started getting armpit hair. Oh, Dean loved it. Mm-hmm. When my fiance shaved his beard for the first time, he seemed to have gotten 20 years younger and lost his chin. My husband and a photo and shaved it. My daughter freaked. I've heard that. My son grows his beard all the time. It looks ridiculous because he still has a baby face. That's what I mean. Dean still has his baby face. PCOS. Tell me again what that stands for. It's a way too much laser hair removal. PCOS makes you have more hair? I've never heard that. Got a goatee, shaved his face out of the bone, then grew a beard, bought it, and then he said, shaved it, didn't cry, but she was like, you're not my dad. My 16-year-old's already getting the stash, and oh, polycystic ovarian syndrome. But that makes you have like an overgrowth of hair? What? My husband's 40, and if he shaves, he looks 12. I've never heard that. That's really funny. My granddaughter was scared of my husband until he trimmed his whiskers. Oh, an overgrowth of testosterone. Really? He should have a tear. He shouldn't have hair. Interesting. That's so crazy. My son has a full 6-inch beard. He shaved it once and took his dog to the dog park that he goes to every day. Everyone kept asking where Cooper's owner was. That's so funny. I did not know that that's what PCOS. How long does laser hair removal last? All right, who's done it? I'd love to know. Has anybody ever done it in their bikini area? Laser hair removal? I gotta say, in the summertime, it's like, I was like, maybe I'll just go and do it. Mm-hmm. Whatever that noise is in the background sounds like my cat when she's coughing up a hairball. The banging? I'm trying that new You Like Home system. Well, you have to tell me. When my oldest daughter was like 15 or 16, one day at the table, I made a joke about how her mustache was coming in. She didn't talk to me for a month. Well, Lee, welcome to having a daughter. I wish I could do laser hair removal, but my skin tone doesn't qualify. What does that mean? That's an airplane. What do you guys, why is, I left that door open today for some nice air and you guys are hearing everything. They're building a house across the street. You guys can hear that? That? I've done a series of laser hair removal at least 5 times. You can't get laser hair treatments to get rid of hair if you have light hair and skin. My sister-in-law has never seen my brother without a beard. One day she asked him to shave it. He did. And she immediately said, grow it back. That I would think would be like my nervousness. Is that like, you're like, yeah, let's see it. Okay. Nope. That's not, Let's bring that back. I'm going to go on a little vacation. And when I come back, I would like your old face. You know what I mean? Mm-mm. My cousin used to do laser hair removal on her lady parts. Apparently, that's quite a while. All right. Has anybody done this in themselves? She did recommend that hair removal thing, but I don't know. Mm-mm. I don't know. But the spa one works. Touch up every few weeks for bikini. Mm-hmm. Interesting. That's really funny. So there's a house across the street. And I think of the family, whoever the family, the people that bought it, had 2 years ago they bought it. And it was like, we have like a lot of older people on the street. So a lot of the houses that are being purchased, people are coming in and just like fully gutting them. We kind of did ours over time. They had sent a letter out to like the people like within 200 feet, I guess you're supposed to notify them, and said, hey, we're really sorry. We just bought this house. You might hear lots of construction stuff. That was 2 years ago. I was like, oh, you know, I love construction. I love watching them do everything. And then nothing happened. And then some stuff was delivered maybe 2 weeks ago. And then before I left to go to Ohio, I was like, oh, this will be fun. I think that. And then I came back from Ohio and I came down the street and there's tarps everywhere. I was like, oh, they went to town. Maybe it was problems with permits. Mm-hmm. I'd rather shave it myself than have my parts out in front of a stranger. Well, I'm under the impression, Carrie, that like if you just put your bikini on and then they do on the outside of that, I've never had it done. Who gonna tell me? Growth is way less, but I still have to touch up and shave, but not as often. And she uses the at-home laser. Hmm. Hmm. Yeah. Cooley just said, Carrie, how many babies did you birth? Because, Yeah, they give you a little cotton bikini, said Fiona. So that's what I'm saying, Carrie. Who'd you go to? Because you're hearing it wrong. If somebody got you naked, you're at the gynecologist or not in a safe place or having a great time. Mm-hmm. Oh, no bikini, everything out. Listen, this seems like real differing opinions on how this goes. Wow. Celeste said laser removal 20 years ago and it's still gone. Wow. Other people said I wore my undies. Some people said they did nothing. I know. I bought the nude, which is the NOOD. I see those ads on the Facebook. And she definitely lessens the hair. Not sure I want someone other than a doctor in that area, said Kate. I had it done in full nude. I've tried waxing my armpits a couple times. Never again. No. I remember I used to have my eyebrows waxed like when I was at Miss America or something. And man, they would rip that off. And this was so sensitive underneath. It was just scarred all underneath. And I was like, no. Here's Carrie. You still got to shave. So why just do the sides? Listen, you're getting real personal in this conversation. Like wax where where you are naked down there. Alejandra, what do you say? A female nurse practitioner did my laser work, said Celeste. Yeah, that sounds better. Yeah. I don't need to go in. Okay. You said female nurse practitioner. Are there men that do this? Because I'd be like, I'm good. I don't know. Aren't you supposed to be paying... All right, shouldn't you be paying me at that point? No. No, I don't want that. I won't try it anywhere else. See, that's me a little bit. But that's not what I'm talking about, Carrie, because to me, like, waxing is different than laser hair removal, right? I know. I'd be fine. You know, I take my pants off for every procedure, so... I'm supposed to have my pants off. They'd be like, yes. Mm-hmm. So, well, there's that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, there it is. Okay. Waxing is very temporary. Yeah, to me, those are two different. And I've never had either done, so. Waxing hurts. Yeah, I don't want that. I don't need that in my life. That kind of, no. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, listen, I think we've covered a lot today. So anyway, we're back. I'm going to try really hard to stay healthy. Today, say some prayers. I'm going to go for my physical today and try to look healthy so I can get cleared for surgery next week. And then we're just going to wait for that fun time, the countdown to getting my kidneys blown up. Yeah. And no, Tanya. Yeah. But we'll be here all week. Michelle, sexy producer Michelle's working on some great guests coming up. So we have that happening. We have a big show tomorrow night. So I'm going to keep getting healthy for that. And yeah, and then writing a book. Mm-hmm. Really, Jeff? Mm-hmm. Thanks, Janet. Yeah, so here, Judy from Saskatoon says, have a great a day full of grace and be kind to someone who could use a kind word today. So that's from Judy from Saskatoon. Thanks for your patience this week as I was on the mend, and I'm going to get back to just drinking bottles and bottles of lemonade. And that's it. And try to get some things done today. Going to do some bebopping. But otherwise, maybe write some more of my book. That's what we're doing now. So here's my goal, and I need you guys to help me stay on my goal. So my goal is to finish the first draft of the book by July 1, which is roughly 10 weeks from now, which means that every waking moment where we're not doing this, I should be writing a book. So I'm going to go do some other stuff that's on this list that has to get done before I can write the book. But then I'm going to go write something. So that's it. So in about 4 weeks from now, I'll be like, how's that book going? I'm going to be like, guys, it's not going well. And then we'll have to have a heart to heart. But that's the goal. So yes, accountability. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, Bobby, go back to bed. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching as always, and looking forward to checking in with you guys tomorrow. So have a great day and a blessed day, and I look forward to checking in with you guys tomorrow. All right, I'll see you. Thanks for watching.
Hey, guys, if you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.